Get ready for Full Contact Radio, fueled by passion and delivered live from the heart of the Rust Belt. It's the Steve Gerber Show, and here are three things you need to know as we bulldoze into hour number two. Three, if you're an American and you watch sports, you know Bob Costas, but today he's on the streets looking for a new job. Two, in the UK, Theresa May has a job as she survives a no-confidence vote, but that is exactly what some observers say those pulling the strings actually wanted. And number one, with another Central American caravan headed north, the Democrats pull out all the stops on political games when Nancy Pelosi targets the State of the Union.
So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people.
It sure is. We've got a lot of ground to cover. What's up with Ted Cruz's beard? Yeah, he's just an odd fella some days, isn't he? Come on. He's kind of an odd fella some days. Even you Cruz supporters have to admit that. You got to give me that. At any rate, Nancy Pelosi suggesting somehow, in her infinite wisdom, that Donald Trump should just skip the State of the Union this year. Send a letter. Put it in writing. Now, she's already made the invitation, but Nancy Pelosi suggesting, in kind of her half-baked Nancy Pelosi way, that somehow the security of the State of the Union is at risk because of the partial government shutdown, which is completely absurd and shot down completely by Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. She rejected the call altogether. In a letter, Pelosi called on Trump to hold off on the address or submit it in writing, citing security concerns resulting from this government shutdown. Here's part of the letter from Pelosi, and I'll just quote it for you. Sadly, given the security concerns, and unless government reopens this week, I suggest we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to the Congress. I have an idea, Nancy. How about you work together to end the government shutdown by guaranteeing American sovereignty and American national security by putting in a secure border? And I don't care what the mechanism is to get there, but putting in a secure border along the border with Mexico and the United States. How about that? How about we work together on that? How about when the president calls, you don't just mug for the cameras. You don't just mug for the camera. Remember when they did the deal? And it was Chuck and Nancy sat down there in the Oval Office. At the time, the president said, you know, I'll be proud to own the shutdown, Chuck, because it's the right thing to do. And through that entire exchange, Nancy kept saying, let's get the cameras out of here. Let's get the cameras out of here. Of course she wants the cameras out of there. And I strongly suggest that the president invite Nancy and Chuck back to the Oval Office, have the cameras there. If they don't show up, go ahead and hold the event anyway. And if they do show up, you discuss with them everything, but you do it on camera. Let the American people see what the real motivations are here. Because the motivations are clearly political. Clearly. And then we have to go on to part two of our look at all of this. And maybe the most famous member of Congress now. Maybe better known than Nancy Pelosi. I'd like to see some polling on this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Who, by the way, according to Rasmussen, if she ran for president today, she'd give Donald Trump a run. Polling yesterday, I'm going to tell you this real quick. Polling yesterday, if there were an election held today and it was Donald Trump against Ocasio-Cortez, Trump would get 43% of the vote and AOC would get 40% of the vote. Now, isn't that frightening? Isn't that a frightening little scenario? Not the fact that she would have any chance of winning. The fact that 40% of the people out there asked said they would vote for her to be president of the United States. Wow. It makes you feel a little weird. You walk down the street and you look at people going, is it you? Is it you? Which one of you did that? You'd vote for Ocasio-Cortez. Who is it? Is it you? You think it's that person? Is it that guy? 40% would vote for Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, she knows the truth about the shutdown. She knows the truth in a speech on the floor of the House yesterday. She shared that truth. Bite six, go.
And the truth of this shutdown is that it's actually not about a wall. It is not about the border, and it is certainly not about the well-being of everyday Americans. The truth is, this shutdown is about the erosion of American democracy and the subversion of our most basic governmental norms. It is not normal to hold 800,000 workers' paychecks hostage. It is not normal to shut down the government when we don't get what we want. It is not normal for public servants to run away and hide from the public that they serve. And it is certainly not normal to starve the people we serve for a proposal that is wildly unpopular among the American people.
It is also not normal to suggest you have open borders. It's not normal to suggest you only obey the laws that you like and embrace. It's not normal to flaunt those laws in pursuit of your own political aspirations. It's not normal to try to use 0.1% of the American budget to stop everything else in pursuit of politics. You're right. You're right, young lady. Who, by the way, sounds like she's in high school. I never realized it. Listening to her, I mean, she sounds like a high school kid. Not terribly well educated, obviously. And so it goes. Bob, enough of that for now. Bob Costas, been around for 40 years. Bob Costas been around for 40 years on television and quietly has left NBC after four decades of hosting the network's coverage of pretty much everything you can imagine. It's all settled quietly and happily for all concerned. That was a quote Costas gave to the New York Post. NBC Sports confirming the relationship is over as well. Costas is 66, still employed by the MLB Network, the baseball network, and he's open to hosting a talk show if the right opportunity comes along. If I do anything else, it will be a hybrid of my HBO show and later, Costas told the Post, referring to his NBC talk show that aired from 1988 through 1993. And his HBO program that followed in its footsteps. The broadcasting icon was largely absent from NBC in recent memory after being the face of the network for four decades. Industry watchdogs have been predicting that he would be on his way out and he would exit NBC. It makes you wonder why. I mean, I haven't heard anything like, makes you wonder if it's like a Me Too revelation coming or something. You know, and I'm unfortunately, that's the way we've been trained to think anymore. There's some scandal coming. I don't know if there is or isn't, but Bob Costas has been there, well, since I can remember, frankly. I mean, forever. The Olympics, I mean, he did like eight Olympics in a row or something. I'd have to look it up to figure it out, but it was like eight Olympics in a row. An incredible run. By the way, yesterday here on the program, I told you that you could join me in losing weight and feeling great with My Pure Health Solutions. Stop playing with the yo-yo dieting. Stop eating the shakes and the bars and the fake food and going back to real food and gaining weight. You could stop that because you could do MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, MyPureHealthSolutions.com, and they're extending their offer of getting $100 off a 25-day program right now. They're extending that because of the great response that has happened because of you. They're extending that $100 off. If you do a 25-day program and you mention me, and $100 more off if you pay for the program up front. $200 off right now. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you. MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.